Yeah, thank you very much for your introduction. Basically, NIDI is not new. It's about 2 years, 3 years. So I will talk about NIDI network discovery that really works. There are other programs which have works in their names, but which do not work so perfectly. I tried NIDI about 2 years ago, installed it, and it worked out of the box. I was really very amazed about the program. I liked it very much. And the customer at that time had a glance at NIDI and said, OK, we switch off the other program immediately. Within 3 days, we switched off the other program. This does really work. And yeah, in this talk, I will show you what this program can do for you and help to make your everyday life much easier. First, a little bit self-advertisement. I'm a member of the SIS4 Incorporated. Enterprise Experts is our key phrase. It's basically a bunch of freelancers. They found together to form a very big German AG to be able to deal with big projects. And so if you have any question, we solve complex problems. We have a lot of guys from various parts of the open source world. Perhaps we recognized the one or the other on the introduction slide. We develop custom solutions based on established standards. If you want to buy a firewall box, then perhaps you go to Checkpoint or to Juniper, and you will get it cheaper than from ours. We solve really complex problems, but use established tools. We know which open source tools do work and where are the hidden problems, which tools are suitable and reliable, and we make it work for you. So our team consists of well-known experts from various reasons. I'm doing the networking in the SIS4 group. I'm doing firewalling. I'm also a little bit known for Linux clustering, high availability, and network management, especially SNMP. Good. So the question why I installed NIDI and why I'm really amazed by the program is, at that time, do I really know the network? And you have the same question if you're working as a network administrator in a company. Do you know your network? Really? Do you know it now? Do you know really all hosts that are including your network, attached to your network? And the basic solution was scanning your network, and then you have a list of all devices you found. But scanning is not a long-term solution. You can do it in small networks. You cannot do it in large networks, especially if you start with IPv6. Forget about scanning. Yeah? Scanning will last forever in IPv6 network, even in the smallest IPv6 networks. NIDI goes a different way to detect all devices, all network devices, active devices, and all attached hosts. NIDI asks several seed devices, for instance, your default router of the host where NIDI is running on, and asks, hey, do you know some neighborhood? Do you know some other neighbors around you? And most of network equipment talks to each other. If you have Cisco-only network, then every Cisco device speaks CDP, Cisco Discovery Protocol. The standard is LLDP. You can ask devices for their ARP cache or their routing tables. So you get a lot of information about next neighbors, which a device knows. And if you ask a device and you get a list of next neighbors, then you can put these next neighbors on a to-do list. Yeah. And then NIDI ask recursively goes crawls recursively through your network. So it only asks devices it knows they exist. There are no vain requests sent out to the networks. And if really stops, if there's nothing to do anymore on the to-do list. Yeah? Well, every host on or device on the to-do list, it asks, hey, do you know anything else? Oh, that one I have already asked, but this one is new. I'll put it to the to-do list and work through the to-do list. Of course, NeeDee stops when a device doesn't answer anymore. Yeah? Then NeeDee knows, oh, I reached the boundary of my network. NeeDee uses Simple Network Management Protocol, SNMP. Who never heard about SNMP? So all now know about SNMP. Good. SNMP is really, I like it very much. It's really good for gathering information from your network. And SNMP offers information, every device, more or less, offers information about CDP. What CDP neighbors are attached to that device? Which LDP neighbors are attached to this device? Every device tells you about its ARP cache through SNMP. And every device tells you about its routing table through SNMP. IPv6, IPv4, IPv6 routing table, no problem. I can ask it with SNMP. One of the big advantages of NeeDee is it's very simple to install. It's a tar archive you get from the website of the developer, unpack it in an appropriate directory, and finished. NeeDee itself is a Perl script that does all the gathering, and there's a bunch of PHP scripts that afterwards do the web interface that you can have very comfortable viewing of the information. The only thing you have to do in the first run is to configure the community string or the username, depending on which version of SNMP you use, in the NeeDee.config. Then you have to configure access to a database in NeeDee.conf. So you have a local MySQL installation. For instance, you need a user, you need a password, you need to initialize this database, which NeeDee also does for you. So very easy. And then you can start NeeDee with NeeDee minus P. NeeDee takes its default router for a C device and goes on crawling through your network. Of course, on the network devices, you have to enable SNMP, and the host where NeeDee is running has to have access to the SNMP device. You can block SNMP requests with access control lists or something like that, or with IP tables. Yeah, and after NeeDee has crawled through your network, so when this NeeDee minus P is finished, then you can view the result in your browser. Very simple. You get something like that. If you go to the website and press topology map, you get a complete map of the topology of your network. And you didn't enter any link by your own. NeeDee discovers the topology of your network. So everybody did network documentation from you. Yeah? Everybody liked it very much. Yeah? I stopped documenting my network because I had NeeDee. I printed out the results and gave it to my boss, my customer. Here, documentation of network. Yeah? That's the overview of the compute network. You see on the upper left side, in the middle on the magenta links are multiple 10 gigabit links in the data center. Then you see to the upper right side, here. These three switches are the access distribution layer or aggregation layer, how it's called. These switches over here are the client access switches, where the client are attached here. Then here down here, the lower part is data center switches. In that case, this is Nexus. And here on the right side is all our wide area network with links in all colors, which means links in all speeds you want to have. Green is, for instance, a 2 megabit line. We had frame relay at the customer. Very nice. Still. So after one run, you get this picture. Very nice. That's a big overview over the network. If you want to get the network picture of one location, for instance, you can filter it. You can have any filter condition you want to. So instance, show me the network where the location is the following regular expression. Yeah? So it's my location, America, New York. Yeah? And then you get this picture. You get the two routers, you get the two core switches and two access switches. In that picture. You can add the speeds of the line in green, or you can add the interface names next to the devices as you like. And that's your network plan. You print it out, and everybody's happy. So you can filter on any condition you want. Yeah? Of the IP address, of the description of the devices, of the boot image of the device. Yeah? Please show me all HP devices. Or CPU percentage, please print me out, give me a map of all devices which are running over 50% CPU load. Temperature, VRFs, where are which VRFs configured? And very nice, please show me a topology map, the neighbors of this device. Here, the last point, neighbor. I give the router, and he shows me all devices which are attached to that router, to that switch. Very nice. But NIDI does collect much more data, visiting every single device you have in network, every router, every switch. It just doesn't ask for the next neighbors and which interfaces are connection, which interfaces are they connected to. No, NIDI does much more. If I visit in my crawl every single device, I can ask this device for much more. If I ask a device, I can ask for the device name, for its IP address, for its operating system, which is running on, which version of our operating system I get, the CPU load, the temperature, the memory usage, everything.
How do you load the different MIBs?
Pardon?
How do you load the different MIBs for the different type of device?
I will tell you afterwards. Yeah. For every single interface in my network, I get the name, alias, description, and the complete interface statistics, which includes bytes in, bytes out, errors in, out, discards in, out, broadcasts in, out. For every single network in my interface, in the network I showed you before, we had 35,000 interfaces. And for every single interface, I got the statistics stored in round-robin databases and being able to graph it afterwards for every single interface. Very nice. And with one configuration file where I basically enter the database and the SNP string. I get all the modules. Network devices are basically organized in modules. You have a chassis as a module, and you have interface cards, line cards as modules. CPUs as modules, and you get information about all modules. Which model is it? What is it for? What's the serial number of the module? In which slot it's inserted, and so on. Since a chassis is a module, and every SFP is a module, you get the serial number from everything in your network. So if you want to know your serial number, look to NIDI. Yeah? You get all the serial numbers. Yeah? And if your boss wants to tell you, hey, give me please serial numbers of all my network devices because we have to renew our contract with HP, it's one key press. It's one click on the keyboard. Yeah? And you have a table of all the serial numbers. for all networks it detects. It gets its name, which interface are configured on, which IP address, and which masks we have configured. For every host it detects, it tries to get the name via reverse DNS, reverse IP address solution. It identifies the host by its MAC address. Devices, network devices, are identified by their sysname, and hosts, devices which are attached to a network, are identified by its MAC address, because a host can have several IP addresses. And you have VLANs, which VLANs are attached to that host. And the web interface offers a very nice possibility to get reports about all these information. Yeah? So it's very simple to get the information on the web interface. You just several clicks and you have what interface is host 01 connected to? Yeah? Some user calls and sorry, my Windows PC doesn't run anymore. My Windows PC doesn't run anymore. Network is the culprit. Yeah. You look in your database, which interface is his host connected to, and you see, no, interface is up. There are no errors in the interface. You say, sorry, it's not network. It's something else. Perhaps it's Windows. Perhaps you should install some operating system, some real operating system. Yeah. How many ports are unused on switch number one? Yeah. Or please give me all switches where more than 80% are of the interface are used. Where do I have to add additional switches in the near future? Yeah. Please give me all networks where more than 80% of all IP addresses are used, yeah. Which are more than /27 and more than 80% of IP addresses are used. Very, very nice. Needed writes everything in a database. And so even after the scanning, you have access to the database. And the design of the database scheme of NIDI is very simple. There are informatics students, computer science students who like to optimize databases. I'm not a computer scientist. And the designer also, the author of the program, Remo Rickli from Switzerland, he also kept it very, very simple. No optimization here. The design is for speed during discovery, to insert data as fast as possible. The database is not designed to avoid redundancies. If you look to database design, you will find a lot of redundancies. It works. It works fast. Yeah. So you can have a look at the database scheme is system export. If you click system export in the GUI. And under system and export, you also can compile your own SQL queries. So you have access to the database after NIDI has done its job. You can do the SQL queries. It's a normal database. Yeah? You can even export it to Excel. To give it to your management, yeah, this database, content of database, and you can use a command line to send requests to the database. So I had a very nice. I was at a customer and not very busy, so I was at his checkpoint file. Well, it's not very often that I'm not busy at a customer side, but this was a very nice project. I was not too busy, and I was sitting at their checkpoint. Firewall and exported all the data, all the hosts which are configured in the checkpoint firewall, a text file. Then I exported all the hosts which NIDI found. And the difference between these both lists was about 30%. 30% of hosts configured in the firewall didn't exist anymore. Yeah. Okay, it was some fun. No reaction from the customer side. Yeah. Anyone sitting at the firewall from you? Yeah. how many hosts configured in your firewall doesn't exist anymore? Yeah. Okay. You have good control of your firewall, but imagine the average file administrator in a machine building company, for instance, yeah, was the last 10, 15 years continuously updated, and you have a lot of things which are not as configured in the firewall, in the real network. So you have these database, and you have access to the database, and you can read out everything you want. So Needy is a perfect tool for the asset management of your network. It definitely finds everything which is in your network attached at the moment. Yeah. And you measure the time that Needy runs through your network, that Needy runs for a crawl through your network, and then you make a cron job, for instance, in the network with the 550 devices and 35,000 ports. Needy ran 75 minutes in the average, so I started Needy as a cron job every 4 hours. Yeah. If you have a small network, perhaps Needy is finished after 20 minutes, so you make a cron job for every hour.
Do you already record some sort of timestamp?
Yeah. Yeah. For every event, Needy finds it records a timestamp. Well, I'll find a new device with timestamp. Yeah. First seen, last seen. Yeah. For every host, which is a MAC address. Yeah. First seen, last seen. So Needy is a perfect tool for the asset management. You know what really exists in your network. You even find devices which are attached to your network and you don't know about, because Needy will not be able to read SNMP from these devices. So Needy tells you, hey, there's a device. Well, my last router found a device as a neighborhood, but I can't access this with SNMP. So, okay, it's my provider's equipment, I cannot access it with SNMP, or, oh, somebody put in an access point. Yeah. Really finds what's on your network. You can use this information to adjust your asset management. The asset management in a lot of companies is Excel sheet. Yeah? Yeah?
Basically, it finds devices with enabled SNMP.
Yes, everything is done through SNMP. So you have to enable SNMP, and SNMP is safe and secure with SNMP version 3. So you find all the, so you can ask a question like, all devices listed in your asset management Excel table, some other company have Oracle databases, do they really exist anymore? Or do I pay 10% too much Microsoft licenses? Yeah. Or, I found this list of device. Is this really in my asset management? Yeah. So it's very easy to identify alien equipment in your network. Everything I found in my network, do I know about it? Or did somebody plug in something which I don't know about it? Yeah. Oops. Yeah, I saw the KDE guys down there. I think I will go after that. So I know a lot of big automotive company installed this for finding devices which do not belong to the network. Yeah. So Needy is also a tool for IT security. You crawl through your network continuously and you find devices which you don't know about it. You can have a lot of reports, different reports. Type. For instance, I printed out a type distribution report. This was a network, quite Cisco balanced network. We have a lot of 4506s on those three as the access layer switches. We have access points. We have 4948 in the database, in the data center. And also 3560s in the and we had even some 3020 on some remote locations. You can see, well, I have only the lower end. Yeah, can I get rid of these ones? Yeah, and you can make distributions about reports about what versions of operating systems do I have? Yeah. Do I have any iOS version 11 in my network, or is everything upgrade to 12 something, 12.2? Or from HP, or anyway, can do it. Needy thinks in events. Needy recognizes events in your network. Events may be new devices, new hosts, new modules in a device. Yeah. Needy classifies this event in the level from other info notice warning to emergency on the other end, or class, it's a traffic event, it's a config event, it's a discovery event, it's device, security, user, monitoring, or node-specific event. And the admin configures needed to report about specific events, for instance, with mail. So you can configure, please send me with every emergency event event you find, please send me a mail. And you get mails with for every emergency event. And you can have reports about these events. Since every events are reported with a timestamp, you get information about when an event happened. So it's very easy to answer a question, when was a specific module installed? Or when did a specific host appear on network? The author of Needy had a problem. He was also a network administrator in a large scientific organization in France, and their laptops disappeared, ran away with somebody. Yeah? So he entered a query. The MAC address of this notebook was reported stolen. Please, Needy, send me an email if you see this MAC address again. And then he just called the security guys and said, please get that notebook again. Yeah? And no notebook was stolen again. Yeah. This is a sample event. I don't know if you can see it up there, but you can imagine what happened here. It's for one specific source device. You have to read it from down to top. The first event was a search object ID change from I don't know this device to 1364.14.191.12.29. So I know this device. This means I know this device. The serial number changed from I don't know, and now I know this the serial number. I can read the serial number. The boot image changed from I don't know to now I found the boot image. Found two new power supplies with serial numbers, two new fans with serial numbers, found 1 gigabit SFP with a serial number, 1 gigabit module, and 2 SFPs with the according serial numbers. What happened? We installed a switch was a no-name switch, and we replaced it with a Cisco switch, and they recognized the Cisco switch and could read out all the things Needy wanted to know. I told you Needy stores all data it collects also in RRDs, all continuous data. This is a graph for the traffic of an interface. So for all 35,000 interfaces I had, I told you before, I have this graphs. Okay, only in steps of 4 hours. Yeah? But instantaneously, out of Needy, without configuring anything big. So I get network total graphs. How many events? How many hosts did I see? Power over Ethernet distribution. How many power was dissipated in my network through power of Ethernet?
If you have like 50,000 units, then you have a problem with querying those units in just one bunch.
optimize your queries. Normally, one device you get in two, 3 seconds. If you have large devices with many ports and many VLANs configured, it takes up to 5 minutes to request only this device, and it takes a long time to get remote locations. So if you have a location in China, you need 200 milliseconds to China and 200 milliseconds back. So this query takes its time. But if you're inside a data center and you optimize need a little bit, then 50,000 devices perhaps it runs for one day, so you get a cron drop every day. You have to take care that the inserts in the database don't disturb each other. Yeah, but normally yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Distribute the needed devices and then store all the information once.
Good. You get device statistics, CPU temperature, memory, and I/O memory. The interface statistic, traffic, error, discards, and broadcasts. For every device, it sees for every interface. Yeah, very nice. And you get graphs like this. I was in the training, and the trainer was boring. I hope you watched my presentation. Yeah. And I was doing some NIDI in between, and wow, CPU load went up from 12% to 28%. And this is for a new Cisco 6500. What happened? Yeah. Two clicks further on, I saw this interface statistics broadcasts in out per second on this interface from zero, or nearly zero, to 500 requests per second, broadcasts. What happened? We looked. It was a broken BIOS of a Dell computer, which sent 500 DHCP requests per second. Of course, it switched off that port, and the CPU load went down. The routing tool shows the topology of your network in real time. So it, in real time, asks the routing tables of your devices. So you enter, please show me the route from this IP address to this IP address, and goes requesting all the routers in between for the routing tables, and it shows the routing table for you in real time. It shows a spanning tree table for the switched networks, what's the route bridge, what's the cost of a single interface, and which ports are forwarding and which ports are in blocking state. Very nice tool if you get problems with your spanning tree. If NIDI does not detect connections between devices correctly, then you have the link editor and you can add the, 2 or 5 or 10 connections manually. It always happens. And in the location editor, you can add coordinates for the locations. Yeah. So it's the next step. You will be able to display the network locations geographically on OpenStreetMaps. Otherwise, NIDI uses the syslocation OID to locate devices. Yeah. NIDI knows a lot of devices already. That was your question from before. NIDI knows Cisco devices. NIDI knows HP devices. Remo was employed with Cisco, and now he's employed with HP, and now is a freelancer. So during his employment in the last 5 years, he developed a lot of definition files which tell you, this. I found this device. OK, I can ask this device through this MIP table for the temperature or the next neighbors. Yeah.
It doesn't use the official MIB?
It uses the official MIB. But the definition file tells you which MIP to use and how it's organized. If you have a deeper look in the MIPs, for instance, interfaces are indexed by the will of the manufacturer, sometimes by interface name, sometimes by interface alias, sometimes by...
They don't make a fixed configuration,
The interface index changed 10 years ago. I've never seen that interface indexes change the last 5 years.
On Cisco, if you change modules, the interface configuration changes. The index accepts and configure it not to do it.
Yeah, you have to configure it not to do it, and it's the first thing I do in a Cisco switch. But which OI do I have to ask to get the CPU temperature? This is manufacturer dependent. There's no standard MIP to request the temperature of a CPU or load of CPU. Yeah? Indexes of interface tables, interface errors are a little bit different for every manufacturer and even for every type of device you have. So a device definition file tells you exactly how to ask one class of devices. This is a Cisco 4948, and with a device definition generator, Nedi knows exactly how to ask this device. And every device tells you its own, which device it is, by its sysobject ID, 13612112. So Nedi does first ask device, which device are you? Please give me a sysobject ID. Then I know which sysobject ID with which device definition to use, and then I can gather all the information according to this device definition. If your device that you have in your network is not included in the thousands of devices already existing in Nedi, you can write your own device definition. It's not too difficult. You should know about MIPS. You should know about SNMP, but it's not too difficult. So also, your web interface offers you an interface, and you just put in the OIDs you want to ask. Yeah? Save this to definition files, and yeah, this is plain text files. You can also edit it with any browser you like, VI or IMAX, as you like. The next step, Nedi could be used for monitoring parts. So Nedi could inform you if the CPU temperature is too high. Nedi could inform you out of the box if a link is too much occupied, so over 85%. It could do it. Remo also calls Nedi instantaneous network monitoring. Because everything you want, you have to do is give a C device, configure the SNMP community, and give a database. And everything else is out of the box. Requests values and sends you the alerts with the email if you want to. So monitoring events are similar to the events we had before. But I do like to do my monitoring with some real monitoring tools like Sabix or OpenMS. If you do some more playing, like you also can use Nagios. You can do config management with SNMP with Nedi. Since Nedi, crawls every device, Nedi could go to every device when it requests data. And also, hey, please give me a config and save it to a GitHub or a ZVS hub every time it scrolls through a network. Of course, you have not only SNMP access, but you have to have telnet or SSH access to devices to show config. Yeah. Same here as in monitoring, I prefer specific tools for that. For config management, I prefer Rancid. But again, Nedi is a perfect tool finding everything in the network, and it can compare if you have everything we have in network in the config management in Rancid. Yeah? If you find a new device, you can add it to Rancid.
Do you know about any tools which you would combine
Nedi
to Sabix, for instance?
I wrote a script, yeah. If you want to, I can give you a script. It's not too difficult. Sabix has an XML interface, and it's very simple to add it. Yeah. Sabix also has a JSON interface. I haven't wrote this, but this seems to be even more easy. just to add a new host and to give the right template. Good. You also can make NEDI write configurations if you give NEDI access, write access to the command line of the devices. So you can do something like, please modify some ACLs on all of my switches, or modify or filtered by some configuration, please only on the switches in that location or only on that switches which are from that model. I have never done this because I like to have the control over what I'm doing on my switches. So you can modify parameters on interface on many devices. So you could do something like switch off ports via the GUI, but I don't like it. I want to have manual control of my devices. Back to the discovery. NEDI does neighbor discovery via the logical link control protocol. This is a standard protocol. We are a logical link control protocols, and the standard protocol here is from the IEEE is LLDP. Every manufacturer has its own. Cisco has its CDP. Foundry has its FTP, but most of devices speak LLDP. There's even a very nice daemon for Linux to speak LLDP. So you can have your Linux servers talking to the switch to Cisco switches. Cisco also speaks LLDP, and if you roll out LLDP complete in your network, then everything speaks LLDP. So you will find your Linux hosts with not only as hosts but as devices in NEDI. Really can discover everything if you tell NEDI to use the ARP cache of routers. And the ARP cache of routers, every host is included, which talks at that time. And you really can have fun if you tell NEDI to use the ARP cache, so to request every single host and use the security string public, which is the default security string in SNMP, and a lot of devices come with this, or even hosts come with public configured. So make yourself, if you want to have fun, then scan with the community string public and you will find devices. Very nice. The only thing, you have to get rid of these devices afterwards. NEDI can read out routing tables and discover neighbors by the next hop. It's also very easy. So basically, use the logical link control protocol, but you can use ARP tables, ARP caches, or routing tables. Yeah, NEDI, it really works. NEDI really helps to understand your network and to discover vulnerabilities. Perhaps you have a router access point which you don't know about. Discovery is really fast, and you can do some optimizations. You can play around with the SNMP timeout and say, oh, sorry, this is not my network, only in this IP address range. Yeah, scan so you don't wait for devices which will not answer you. So you can do some optimizations. NEDI records the complete network setup into a database, saves it, and you have access to all this data afterwards. And the web interface allows easy access to all these information. Good. Thank you very much for your attention. Session is open for discussions.
Some other questions?
Einfach laut sprechen.
Do you know how your support is for, let's say, not enterprise switches like Netgear?
A friend of mine is provider. The question was, if you don't have an enterprise switch from HP Foundry or Juniper or Cisco, if you have, first of all, you don't want to have these equipment in your network. That's first of all. Second, a friend of mine is provider in some rural area of Germany where Telekom said, sorry, it's too expensive. And they provide internet access to the villages with wireless LAN, parabolic antennas. So they do hops from the next village. It's very nice. It's a low-cost provider, and they do not have Cisco's. They have one, their central switch is a Cisco low-cost, SG300. And everything else is frog food and you know, all the stuff. And it works. And you have to do some more modeling with a hand. You do have to add links and so on. But basically, it works. Yeah. These switches also speak some kind of SNMP. Not the best one, but it works. Yeah.
Other questions?
You told there's an option to import the new detected host in the monitoring systems.
Pardon?
You have told there's an option to import new discovered hosts in a monitoring system like Zebex or Nagios or OpenX.
You have an interface to Cacti. It's included in NEDI. I heard there should be an interface for Nagios, but since I don't do Nagios, forget it. I do real monitoring systems. And I wrote myself an interface for Zabbix.
Okay, yeah. So can that be done automatically? Or?
Yes, it can be done automatically.
Okay.
Thank you. There was another question.
Are there still supported? Are there still any other devices supported?
Anything you want. Everything which has MIP. Everything which talks SNMP.
Okay, especially some IP phones and something like that.
No, IP phones do not speak SNMP. Definitely. You get the IP phones because they register in the telephone system. You won't get IP telephones and you won't get access points correctly. But IP phones register themselves in the voice gateway or something, and access points register themselves in the wireless LAN controller. And they appear as modules in the wireless LAN controller. And this works.
But if I've got some phones which really support SNMP, I can...
Then it works. Then it works. Yeah. Yes, they support LDP and CDP. So your switch will know, hey, there's a device. NEDI asks the switch, finds a new device, asking for SNMP, and says, wow, it doesn't speak SNMP. That's bad. Yeah, and then you can configure that, okay, everything which starts with a phone or has phone included in the sysname, because the sysname is exchanged with LDP or CDP. Don't forget it. Don't ask it because it doesn't speak SNMP. Yeah, but the phone will register in the gateway, and as a module in the gateway, you get it. So you get all the serial numbers of your phones.
Standalone access point support SNMP, only controller-based access points.
That's yes, yes.
Problem. So you have to monitor them via your controller.
You have to monitor the controller. You have to have a controller. If you have access points, 5 access points, 10 access points, okay, you can do it manually. Yeah. If you have 300 access points, you want to have a controller anyway. Yeah.
And another question, is there an option for clustering or satellite systems? So for example, have a master node in my headquarters here in Germany and a satellite node somewhere else, like in Sweden or China? Or
The question was if NEDI can deal with clusters as far as I know. A cluster consists of nodes, a VSS pair, a HSIP pair, or a cluster node in Linux. You have nodes. Yeah? And if you ask the virtual IP, then you get the answer from one node, which tells you its sysname. And devices are identified with a sysname, so it will know, the sys.
Clustering for NIDI, so for high availability of system.
Oh, it's very easy. You put two machines, one shared database, and makes NEDI a service. Running here or running here. That's very easy.
So, and what about satellite systems, for example? Configure a system so that, say, this instance or cluster monitors my networks in Germany and another cluster monitors my system somewhere else, and I have a web interface where I can see all information.
I use NIDI for gathering data about assets, not for monitoring. And if you go for monitoring solutions, yeah, then it's better to use Sub-X or OpenNS, because then you can tell this one from that device and so on. But call Remo.
Asking the cost, and some companies bought us, our security bought us, so we use separate systems for management of SMBs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then you just have to one common database. This NIDI scans that interface or crawls this network and inserts data into the network, into the database. This NIDI gathers information from that network and inserts into the same database.
That's the problem with indexing.
No, because it uses the same database. It gets information from the database, and if you add, okay, if you simultaneously add the same index, then you have a problem. Yeah.
But maybe you can discuss it in a bilateral way.
Yeah.
And thank you very much again.
You're welcome.
And we will continue in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Yep.